Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a great weekend. Just want to go through and just sort of see what happened over the weekend, actually, because it looks like the breaks were put on to a certain extent. Of course, on Friday in the North American and European session, we did see that Bitcoin had a bit of a bounce. From that 7,800 point, the old level where we broke above, with a slight resistance roughly around that area. So a pretty decent bounce of about $400-$500 back up. And then sort of Saturday, Sunday, not a great deal happened, which is kind of fairly normal for a weekend. We don't often see great volume throughout the weekend period, but everything's kind of seems to have slowed down quite a bit. For example, if I look at Bitcoin now, it didn't do a great deal over the weekend, as I just said, across to Ethereum. And for the last couple of weeks, actually, since we broke up, you know, we had a higher low, then we hit a higher high, and then we sold off pretty heavily, pulled back in, and we've been sort of sitting around that 460, between sort of 440 and 480. We've been in a $40 range for the last few weeks. Now, that's not really given us much trading opportunity within Ethereum against the dollar. And that can be pretty widely seen across the board at the moment, as a matter of fact. You know, Ethereum following Bitcoin fairly closely until recently, and also Bitcoin Cash. Even Bitcoin Cash, it's been more bullish than Ethereum has been, in the sense that it does have the clearer higher high, higher low, and it sort of held its ground up there. The moving averages are now fanning in the correct order for that cradle zone. And things are starting to look a little bit more positive. But that being said, I mean, we really need to get above 891 for that bullishness to really come back in, that sentiment to go back up, swing to very bullish again. Just right now, we are very sideways looking, but it doesn't look too bad at all. And, you know, with EOS, it's been very interesting, actually. It's sort of held its ground, as has Bitcoin Cash, not doing a great deal the last couple of weeks, holding around the $850 mark, not doing a great deal. Same with Cardano. The range of Cardano each day seems to be quite large. Last week, there was quite a bit of spiking, shoots up, back down, and you know the candles are actually looking quite messy, if I'm honest. Still very much in that uptrend with that very clear higher high and higher low. Stellar Lumen is also back into a point at which I'd be looking for opportunities. So it's back into that 30 cent mark and is still very much in an uptrend, being the leader for quite some time now and moving quite well. Neo very sideways. IOTA, I'm looking at this for potential shorts. If we come back down to that 90 cent mark and break it, there could be opportunities to trade lower there. Ripple also holding around 42 cents. It's at 45 now, but there's definite support at 42. And finally, Litecoin not doing a great deal either. Now, because it's the start of a new week, it's always good to have a look at the weekly charts. I know many people don't pay much attention to the weekly charts, but I certainly do. It's a time frame that gives me good perspective going forward. I do it at the end of each month and at the end of each week as well. Now, of course, the interesting thing is we have on Wednesday a change in month as well. So it's very likely that we're going to see these candles currently as they are on the monthly charts close quite bullish. When we see that Bitcoin's broken up through the high of last week, we've got another bullish week this week. Ethereum, not so much. Bitcoin Cash did not break last week's high, nor did EOS. Cardano also did not do that. Lumens did. It pushed up, broke through the week prior's high. It's actually had one, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks have been bullish and breaking highs. Neo, not so much. It's just been, it continues to be sort of suppressed, held down below that $40 mark and really struggling to break above 43, 44, where there is a little bit of support and resistance there. The weekly gives a very different perspective. That support level I spoke of on IOTA is very, very clear there. Same on Ripple. So, I mean, Bitcoin, out of all of these charts on the weekly, Bitcoin and Lumen look both the strongest here. And it is very interesting to go out and have a look at those weekly timeframes and get yourself some perspective. It really makes a big difference to your understanding as to what's going on. It can also help, especially if you go to the monthly, to give you an understanding of just the reality of these markets. I mean, they run so hard away that they've also got to pull back. Bitcoin's back in that cradle zone. It's no surprise that we did get a pull back into that area. Now, it'd be nice to see the monthly candles print bullish candles and then break to the upside, which would be another bullish sign for me. But we just have to wait and see. The end of the month is coming. It is Wednesday, will be the 1st of August. I can't believe I'm saying that. The 1st of August, the 8th month of the year. It has gone past very, very quick. But it will be a very interesting time to have a look at those charts just to see if Bitcoin breaks above that high. And, you know, right now, we're just going to have to wait for the next probably 24 hours to see where the likely momentum will be here. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a consolidation forming on Bitcoin, or even a pullback. It has had a very, very strong run from 6,000 up to 8,500. We did that in about 3 weeks. So it has been a very, very big run, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a bit of a pullback coming into the early stages of this week. But we'll have to wait and see. Time will tell. We'll stick to what we know and trade what we see. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.